The Dogs of Inkapa.
This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The Dogs of Inkapa. On my son's birthday yesterday, we took a trip to Inkapa. And Inkapa is a beautiful building, rugged, rustic, built out over the years out of natural stones and natural timbers and so forth from the area. 6 stories tall, a lovely building, a building that was rugged, a building that had to constantly be maintained because the elements there in the high desert had a tendency to tear away at it. But in this building, as you would walk around, it's a circular building, and in this building, as you walk around circularly and you go up a staircase and here and there and everywhere, wherever there was a couch, and there were many couches, there was a dog. Every dog seemed to lie on the middle of its couch. And there were many other dogs. There were some basset hounds, there were some beagles, there were Australian collies, there were dogs of every nature and every context. And I love dogs. And so as I walked around, as I first came into the building, these two hounds looked up at me and said, "Hey, you look like the kind of person who would appreciate good dogs." And I did. And I bent over and I petted them. And the one took his paw and put it up on my arm and said, "Don't stop, don't stop." And I continued to pet him and his pal. And they looked at me with those soulful eyes. They looked at me saying with their eyes, "We like ourselves. We're pretty nice dogs. We do as we wish. And what we like to do is to greet people who like us. And that's why we're greeting you." And I petted him for a little while, took a picture of him, and just had a great time playing with him. Then I went over to the counter, and as I stood at the counter, a dog came at me from either side and rubbed themselves against me and said, "Hey, I know you're a friendly guy. Come pet me." And so as I talked to the man at the counter, I reached down and petted the dog sort of offhandedly. But that wasn't enough for them. They had to get their nose right in my hand and nuzzle me and say, "Hey, let's have a little tension here. You can pet us all you want, but not offhandedly. We want your 100% attention." And so I turned my attention to them, away from the man at the counter. And they loved it so deeply. And then I began the tour of going around the wonderful tower itself. And here was a couch. And on the middle of the couch was a border collie. Then on the middle of another couch was a terrier. And then there was another dog. And I reached down and petted each one. And each one laid there as though that was what was expected. That was part of the program. Every person should pet them as they walked by. And I stopped with each dog and I talked to them and I told them how beautiful they were and how wonderful they were. And finally, I went outside. I went outside of this tower, which overlooked the beautiful stony desert hillsides leading down into the Imperial Valley, and there were more dogs. There were dogs walking, running hither and yon, playing, being themselves. All of these were mature dogs. They were not young dogs. They were all dogs past middle age, you might say. And they were in the golden years of their life. The golden years of their life. That's true. And I would talk to each one. And each dog came by to make sure that he had his share of loving. And I said to each dog, "You're fantastic, you're glorious, you're wonderful." And each dog rubbed against me and said, "You understand, don't you? You understand." And I said to the proprietor, I said, "My, you do have a lot of dogs." He said, "Well, we're at the edge of the desert. We're at the edge from San Diego over here. Dogs get abandoned, and they seem to find their way here to this tower. And I just take them in, and I feed them and take care of them, and they just know that this is a happy time. Like in the jungles of Africa, the elephants have a special place that they go to when they are ready to complete their golden years. And in that place they go, and that's where the elephants go to die. And that's at least the myth that we have, the story that we have, and it sounds kind of interesting. Well, this man's place there on the mountaintop, overlooking the desert, with the ocean far behind, reminded me of the place where the elephants went to spend their golden years, their last moments of life, and to spend it basking in the sun, being in the company of others who are at peace with the world, no longer trying to go out and fight for a living. They found someone who would take care of their daily needs of food, to take care of any needs that they have. They had created for themselves their own paradise. And there were 30, 40 dogs, not 40, there were 30 dogs at least, wandering around there just as happy as could be. And there were giant birds there, larger than chickens, and sort of an unusual breed that I wasn't familiar with. And they were wandering around, and the dogs never had the slightest interest in disturbing them. And there was the mother of the man who ran the place, and she had her home right there. And she had a giant room in which she lived, and it was her hermitage. And in it she had a giant television set, a giant screen, and she had all the beautiful aspects of computers and other things that made her happy. And she was spending her golden years there on the mountaintop with the dogs and with her son, operating this beautiful tower of history. Yes, the golden years of life can be the most exciting years of life. Not that we live in memory, but we live in the excitement of the now. These dogs laid on their couches like the beautiful Queen of Sheba, totally waited upon, totally blessed and loved. These dogs went out to find things to chase, and mice and squirrels and other things to run around in the yard. And when they lost interest in that, they would just lay down in the sun where they were and be perfectly content, or go into the building, into the Tower of Inkapaw. They would just be themselves and have fun. Well, such is the magic that is awaiting each one of us. You don't need to enter your golden years by age right now. You can enter your golden years by your thought. And what is your thought right now for you? What is your thought for your life and your world? Is your thought that I am happy doing what I'm doing? Then you have made it in spades. Is your thought, I am surrounded by the most glorious environment that life could ever give to me? Is your thought, I live the sunshine years of my life, the golden years of my life, every year. From the time I was born, I lived the golden years of my life. The years of my life were all of nature, all of life, was there for me to love, was there for me to unconditionally enter into a oneness with it, as these dogs of Inkapaw entered into the oneness of being themselves and having fun. Do the dogs of Inkapaw know they are the dogs of Inkapaw? Do they know that they are in their golden years? Do they know that they are living their life in its complete wholeness and satisfaction? Do they know that everything is good for them? No, in those terms, they don't know that. But that's what they experience. We don't need to express or define what our station is in life, but we live it. And the dogs of Inkapa are living it. And the mother of this man who runs the historic shrine, she lives it in her beautiful little apartment high on the mountain. Her air conditioner, her television, her various things, she receives everything because she's at a focal point where everything comes to her that she wants. And you can be sure she's very selective. She's very selective because she likes herself. And that's a beautiful thing to do. We can do that for ourselves. I do that for myself. I like myself. I don't have a responsibility in the world. If I choose to give a lecture, I give it. If I choose to go around the world speaking, I go around the world speaking to myself. And if anyone likes what I'm saying, wonderful. If they don't like what I'm saying, wonderful. That's our freedom of choice. Do I fulfill other people's responsibilities for me? They don't exist. Do I fulfill my responsibilities for me? They don't exist. If I have any responsibility, it's just to be myself and have fun. And that I'm doing just like the dogs of Inkapa, being themselves and having fun. If a puppy were to come out there, it would soon learn to be itself and have fun. And it would be in its golden years, even while it's in its beginning session of the wonderful journey called life. That's where I stand. That's where I look at the world. And that's what the world says to me. Hi, Herb. You know how to like yourself and have fun, don't you? You know how to be yourself and have fun, don't you, Herb? Oh, boy, you sure know how to do that, don't you? Yes, you do. And nothing bothers you. Nothing upsets you. Everything delights you because you are the goodness that you see. And the goodness that you see, you are. Isn't that wonderful? I tell you, it's wonderful. Join with me on this wonderful Inkapa adventure in the now, the golden years of life eternally lived by all of us every moment of our life. Happy birthday, son. I love you. I love you. I love you.